Keith, absolutely magnificent. How delighted are you and everyone involved with Carlisle?
Very delighted. There's not going to be many times that you're going to be able to say, well, that's what we've been working towards. The pleasing thing is, you know, when you speak to the players now, that is what we have been working for. Space, rotation, possession, passing football, but with penetration. A lot of people, you know, we're not trying to keep the ball for the sake of keeping it. When we've got possession of the ball, we're trying to have forward-thinking players that can play between the lines and get work off the back of the opposition and take them on a run, find space, and ultimately create chances. Still things we need to work on. Still a lot of our possession in the final third, the opposition's final third, was giving the ball away cheaply. We didn't work it from side to side. We didn't create that space. Sometimes there's a willingness to get the ball forward too quickly. Enjoy. You know, when you see players playing, and encouraging them, and that's all I said I'm going to do. No matter what the result is, I'm going to encourage them to play football the right way because it's enjoyable. I know they're going to make mistakes. The hardest thing I've got to do is bottle my frustration and accept the options that sometimes players take. I know they're going to take, but at times the wrong option. But we're learning as a group, we're learning as a football club, we're learning, and we're trying to embrace everybody's at times, not so much frailties, different options that people take. It's one of we're all in this together. We're all striving to be successful, but we're all trying to enjoy ourselves.
Stop talking about frailties. You've just caused a cup upset.
Yeah, I know. I've enjoyed being around the group. I think that's the pleasing thing. There's a harmony and a unity that's growing. Yeah, we are doing things slightly differently, and I know some people don't like doing things differently, but things needed to be done differently, and the more and more when we show the rewards, the easier it is to get people on board and say, look, just try it, just try to do things slightly differently for us, because we think we can get rewards.
You got any idea what your best starting 11 is after the last two performances and the changes you made?
I ain't got a clue. I've got to say,
hard job for Saturday.
I know. I've just spoke to John doing the press downstairs, and they said, "When are you going to make a decision?" I said, "I ain't got a clue. I have not got a clue what my starting team will be for Saturday yet." But that's testament to the recruitment process that's in place, the hard work that's been done through the summer. When you've got a changing room full of players, the pleasing thing is we're trying to create that team ethic within a squad of players, that they know that at the drop of a hat or on the naming of a team sheet, about 23, 24 players in there that all deserve and that can earn the right to get in the team. It's down to me. For, you know, one day a week, I'm a bad person for four or five players because their names can't go on the team sheet. But they've got the license to come and see me, and all I can do is give them an honest answer as into what my thoughts are for us trying to gain 3 points for the football club. They know that I don't owe anybody in there anything, so no one's got a divine right to get in the team. There's no pecking order. It's how you train, how you play, how you perform, how you conduct yourself in and around the building. Everything can have a bearing on you being selected.
When Kevin Assay took that ball off towards the corner in the last minute of extra time, were you thinking, keep it in the corner, keep it in the corner?
Yeah, I must admit, there was a couple of people sat next to me saying, take it in the corner. And I was one of them as well, saying, take it in the corner, waste time. What a finish. Oh. And again, it's that acceptance. We say, yeah, go and express yourself in the final third. If you see it, do it. He's an exciting player.
You know, an ex-Carlisle player told me that Jabo Bere wouldn't score enough goals. He'd be a good player, but he wouldn't score Carlisle enough goals. He's got 3-2. Not a bad start, hey?
No. I like Jabo. His personality, his demeanour, his willingness to help others, his understanding of his role within the team. Yeah, people said to me that he might not score enough goals. I think he will. And I've mentioned to John yet that a lot of people won't know, we've not done a finishing session all pre-season yet. All the training we've been doing, we've been putting building blocks and pillars in place of how we want to play. Because I do believe the five strikers that we've got on board, they know where the goal is. Sometimes what we're doing now, we're making sure that our progression has got a focus and a pinnacle that we can play off and have rotation. There's still things in our game that we need to work on. Sometimes the entries into the final third gave the ball away cheaply. We didn't go from side to side. We didn't create that space. But Very pleasing. A lot of the work that we did, you know, a good League One club that at times couldn't match us football-wise. But again, they tested us. I think they're a good team, and I think they will get results in their division, and will upset a lot of teams. Got good pace, good power, good belief, good confidence, and they've got a good manager.
Does that make it even better that this wasn't a team that came here and were poor and underestimated Carlisle? They're a good side and they gave their all, but you just had too much for them.
Yeah, I think we scored goals at the right time. The major decision with the sending off that came at a good time for us as well. The pleasing thing is we got to just got to the extra time, and I didn't really have to say anything. I just said, cast your minds back now, players, to the afternoon Cassius camps when they took the lads on a hill excursion, and let me tell you, there's hill after hill after hill after hill, and the players got to the top every time they were turning the corner thinking that is it, it would level out, and then the next thing, turn the next bend up a steeper hill, the relief when you see them, and halfway at the hills they're doing exercises with logs, carrying logs, and then they get to the top, and they think, the belief, some of the players couldn't believe that they got to the top because they'd been extended, they'd been tested and pushed to the limit. So 30 minutes of extra time, bring it on.
Extra day off this week to get over it for those who played the 120?
No, we're working. And again,
tired bodies out there, mind.
Oh, but you'll be surprised what your body can do if you're when your brain's in gear. We're working. We're work in progress. You tell some of the players, well, have an extra day off, and it might alter your opportunities for selection. You tell me anybody's not going to be in.
Fair point. You did talk at the weekend about having four players watched. Is that still at that watching stage? Nothing more for me to keep asking you about on that one?
We're by no means the finished article. We're nowhere near what I want to be in its entirety. There's good blocks, good building blocks in place, good pillars of what we need to do. And players are showing that they're enjoying themselves, they're expressing themselves, and they're showcasing their abilities. But there's more to come from certain players. We're still making some silly mistakes, some silly little decisions at times when there's other options on. But we'll iron those out, we'll look at those, we'll assess them. But players enjoy playing football, and I'm trying to give them license to play. I can hear it sometimes behind me when I'm asking Mark to pass the ball out, and you can hear the crowd going, "Oh, that's a little bit dodgy." But we work our way out of it, and that's what we're about now. Yeah, give us an option to play, and we'll play. Sometimes we need to go big, and then we need to go up to a focal point, a physical presence. We've got that. So if teams want to play, we can play. If teams want to go toe to toe and make it a physical encounter, we can match that.
We'll finish on this one because we'll chat more on Thursday, I'm sure, ahead of the Cambridge game. But just a final one on the crowd. I mean, I don't know what the attendance was actually tonight. I don't know when it came through, but still, you'd be hoping for even more. And hopefully, anyone who listened tonight and wasn't here will have got excited by what went on, and will hopefully be there for you on Saturday.
Yeah, I think people now will start knocking on neighbours' door saying, "It's quite enjoyable down there. Come to Brunton Park because they're playing proper football. They're trying to play proper football. If anybody needs a lift, give me a ring. I'll come and pick you up." We want the people of Carlisle to come and enjoy your football club.
Keith Kerr bus.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't mind if I can get people in here to watch us and support the football club. I will go and pick them all up, as long as I'm here by three.